This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
How menopause is a consideration during open enrollment. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. If you're lucky enough to work for a firm with benefits, it is that season after Halloween, open enrollment, where you get to pick your plans. Today, a focus on an offering at some companies, help for employees going through menopause. A recent survey from the benefits consultant NFP found that just 4% of employers that offer sick leave also offer additional support for workers going through menopause. The survey does find many employers open to the idea, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Women between the ages of 45 and 64 make up nearly a fifth of the American workforce. These prime working years often coincide with menopause, which comes with symptoms that can last over a decade. One of the most common are hot flashes.
It can be so intense. We call it severe if it stops you in your tracks.
Stephanie Fabian directs the Mayo Clinic Center for Women's Health. Other symptoms include moodiness, trouble sleeping, joint pain. And Fabian says this can affect how women perform in all kinds of jobs.
If you're having a hot flash during a board meeting and you're having brain fog and you didn't sleep well last night, all of that can be a problem.
Now more employers want to help with that problem by providing menopause-specific benefits, such as flexible time off, counseling, and hormone therapy. Maria Trapanasso, author of that new study from NFP, says there's a huge payoff for employers that do this.
These are your most seasoned workers. They are the employees that have wisdom. They're usually mentoring other employees. They run departments.
And by supporting these seasoned workers, she says, employers don't have to replace them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Separately on the subject of open enrollment, the Affordable Care Act health plans are in its open period through December 15th for coverage that starts January the 1st. And we like to start the week here by checking in with economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Tomorrow we'll get word on consumer credit. It'll pertain to the month of September. And what are some of the forces at play, Julia?
Well, we have seen some increase in credit card borrowing, not particularly excessive, but there has been a little bit of a bump up. But on the other hand, we've seen a decline in other kinds of borrowing. So mortgage borrowing in particular has responded very quickly to higher interest rates in the last few months. And car loans, car sales have edged down in the last few months, and that means borrowing to buy cars should also be on the weak side. And again, consumers are responding to higher borrowing costs from the Fed and the spike in longer-term interest rates and borrowing a little bit less overall.
Students at UT Austin will also know Julia as their econ professor. Markets, S&P and NASDAQ futures are both up 0.2%. There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday. and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to Europe and the fight against the trafficking of human beings. Germany is levying tougher legal sentences for trafficking as part of a wider crackdown on illegal immigration. Official statistics find the number of people entering Germany without permission hit a high in September. The immigration issue has driven gains in regional elections for a far-right party in Germany, AfD, Alternative für Deutschland. Jessica Parker, with our partners at the BBC, reports.
Hello, Federal Police, Border Control.
Just inside Germany, near the border with Poland, police are looking for something.
Can you open the trunk for me?
It's the hunt for human traffickers. The number of people caught entering Germany illegally this year is set to be the highest since 2016. 2 hours west, we're on Saxony's southern border with the Czech Republic. This rural, hilly area is populated with far more pine trees than people.
Wir schließen uns an und stoppen gemeinsam diese Einwanderungen.
On a rainy Tuesday night, 40 to 50 locals have gathered in Hermsdorf village square. Speakers voice anger that nearby apartments might be used to house migrants. Anya is in the group.
For me, the young migrants who come here, they are armies. I feel so powerless. We as a people are the solution.
Just 10 minutes from Hermsdorf, the pull of Germany is strong. Mohammed Abdoum lives in an old youth hostel with around 50 other Syrians. Mohammed has successfully sought asylum. Men like him come here to build a life, he says. Not detract from the lives of others.
Everyone have a dream coming here. Everyone, he's dreaming about his children, about his a safe place.
Up the road, families race down a toboggan ride in Altenburg town. It looks idyllic, but the local mayor from the Christian Democrat Party is uneasy. New arrivals put a strain on services, Markus Wiesenberg says.
Stellenweise 50 Leuten am Tag auf einer ganz kleinen Stück Landkarte in Sachsen.
Sometimes 50 migrants a day in this small spot on the map. That concerns people.
Gerald Knaus chairs the European Stability Initiative think tank, the brains behind a contentious deal where Brussels effectively paid Turkey to take migrants. He believes it's time to pursue such agreements again.
It's not about dumping refugees or asylum seekers. It's giving countries chances for legal mobility in a way they don't have today. Allowing legal work migration, making it easier for people to travel, making it easier for people to study.
Migration has, of course, sparked furious debate here before. Germany's still absorbing big numbers. It's taken more than 1 million Ukrainians. And it's actively trying to attract skilled foreign workers because of acute labour shortages. But it's the rise in uncontrolled illegal migration that's causing Berlin and the EU a huge political headache.
BBC's Jessica Parker. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.